A book detailing the life of Pauline Pfeiffer, the second wife of Ernest Hemingway, has been released. The book is titled Unbelievable Happiness and Final Sorrow, and it details the role that Pfeiffer had in Hemingway's career. Dr. Ruth Hawkins is executive director of the Arkansas Delta Byways, which focuses on tourism in much of northeast Arkansas. She's with Arkansas State University and is the author of the book. And tell us, first of all, about the Pfeiffer family.
Well, the Pfeiffer family was very interesting. They started out in Iowa and moved to St. Louis, and Pauline actually spent most of her growing up years in St. Louis. They moved to Piggott when Pauline graduated from high school. The Pfeiffers were into the pharmaceutical business. Eventually moved to New York. The Pfeiffer Pharmaceutical Company in St. Louis merged with the Richard Hudnut Company and the Warner Company and eventually was bought out by Pfizer, but they became very wealthy through pharmaceuticals. Paul Pfeiffer, who was Pauline's father, never really liked the pharmaceutical business. He was kind of a child of nature, and he didn't like being cooped up in an office in St. Louis. So he began buying farmland, and particularly farmland in Arkansas, because back then, at the turn of the century, a lot of the timber had been cleared out of this northeast Arkansas area, and so there were all these cut-over swamps. And it became very clear to Paul Pfeiffer that somebody who was entrepreneurial could come in, blast those stumps out, drain the swamps, clear the land, and convert it to agricultural production. So he wound up buying 63,000 acres of land. He divided that land into 40 and 80 acre plots, farmsteads, and was able to attract some of the best tenant farmers in the country. So Paul Pfeiffer was important in his own right. Even if he had never had a famous son-in-law, he really was responsible for developing much of Clay County. He, through his philanthropy, he put in roads, he put in the hospital, the library. So really a remarkable person in his own right.
And Hawkins tells why the family chose northeast Arkansas to live as opposed to other parts of the state.
Well, you know, I think it was the fertile land, but the interesting, the family story is that he had gone on a fishing trip in Texas and was coming back on the train. And when the train got to Greenway, Arkansas, which is just a little bit south of Piggott, the train got stalled on the tracks. There had been a flood and there was water over the tracks, and so they actually, the train had to wait for 3 days while the water went down. So while the water was going down, Paul Pfeiffer roamed around the area. He talked to the people that owned land there and the people that he ran into, and he realized just how fertile that soil was and decided, this is the place where I need to be.
And that's where the family grew up. And after high school, Pfeiffer went to college at the University of Missouri School of Journalism. And from there, Pauline Pfeiffer worked in New York and eventually would work for Vogue magazine out of their Paris bureau. And that's where Pauline met Ernest Hemingway, who was married at the time. She edited his works and a romance blossomed. Dr. Hawkins.
She edited much of his work. You know, when I started out, some of her family members suggested that maybe she had even written some of his short stories. I couldn't find any evidence of that. I no longer think that's true, but I do think the evidence is there that she was a very strong editor and critic for Ernest and really helped him immensely. And in fact, when they were in the process of divorcing, he was writing for Whom the Bell Tolls, and he complained to his editor in New York that Pauline was his best editor, but he said, unfortunately, she hates me so much now that she won't even look at my book. Of course, that wasn't true. She didn't hate him. She loved him till the day that she died, but basically the same thing happened to her that happened to Hadley. He found a third woman that he fell in love with and married, and so they wound up divorcing.
Now, Pauline was the only ex-wife to die before Hemingway did, so she did not get a chance to respond to some misconceptions Ernest made about her. Hawkins explains.
Well, I think the biggest misconception is that Pauline was a manhunter who chased after Ernest Hemingway and took him away purposely from his first wife, Hadley, and purposely broke up his home. I maintain that that couldn't be further from the truth. Pauline, there would, first of all, there would have been no reason for her to go after Hemingway. He was not famous at the time. He hadn't published his first major book yet. He certainly was not wealthy. He was living off his first wife's trust fund. He didn't have a college degree, and Pauline did. Of course, she was college educated and wealthy. He had a wife and baby. There would have been no reason for her to go after him. My belief is that even though Pauline was very worldly in many ways, she was also really very naive when it came to men. She had grown up in a Catholic girls' school, attending a Catholic girls' school. She even was engaged when she went to Paris. She was engaged to marry her cousin. And I think that was kind of a marriage of convenience, that she just thought, oh, well, you know, we get along great. This would be a great marriage. But she went to Paris, and as I said earlier, she began working with Ernest and really came to respect Ernest. And Ernest was the kind of person that loved being around women, and he loved flattering women. And I think that Pauline bought into that. And I think the more she was around him and the more he flattered her, the more she fell madly in love with him.
And she tells about how she came up with the title for the book.
Well, the name of the book is Unbelievable Happiness and Final Sorrow. And that title actually comes from words that Ernest Hemingway wrote about Pauline. Many people are familiar with the book A Movable Feast. That was a book that was published after he died. And in that book, he pretty much trashes Pauline. He basically talks about how the rich came into his life and destroyed his marriage and so on. You know, like none of this was his fault. It was, you know, it was people that moved in on him and his happiness and his first wife. He really presents Pauline in A Movable Feast in a rather negative light. But what people didn't know is that there were parts of that book that were left out, that were not put into the first edition. And now one of the Hemingway grandsons has come out with a new version of A Movable Feast called the Restored Edition, in which some of the things that were left out of the first book have been put into the second book. And one of the things that he said that is now in the second version of that is that he realized that he had not said very positive things about Pauline, but that he was saving the parts with Pauline for another separate book, and that would be a book that would be filled with unbelievable happiness and final sorrow. So he never got to write that book, so I hope that maybe my book comes close to maybe setting some of those things out that people didn't know.
That's Dr. Ruth Hawkins with Arkansas State University. Now, she will be at the Cooper Alumni Center lobby at Arkansas State University in Jonesboro for a book signing and a reading that will be taking place on Tuesday from 3:30 to 5:30. The public is invited to attend. More information on our website, kasu.org. Click on events.